After an investigation of the treatment of prisoners at the Oregon State Penitentiary, the Oregon Department of Corrections agreed to improve conditions. Yet, 1 year later, prisoners with serious mental illness continue to be held in solitary confinement. Join us on Prison Pipeline, June 5th, to hear the Disability Rights Oregon report, Behind the 11th Door, 1 year later. That's Prison Pipeline, June 5th at 6:30 p.m.
The time is 5:59 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's time for Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Ese melón tiene una contaminación de explotación, porque ellos los explotan a nosotros, porque lo que ellos hacen del dinero no es la base que los pague con ese poquito, porque él se queda con un saco lleno y nosotros con la panza vacía.
Those melons are contaminated by exploitation because they don't use that money to pay us well. What happens is they wind up with their pockets full and we wind up with our bellies empty. That was the voice of a melon worker in Choluteca, Honduras. The melons are sold in the United States. The operation is owned by a transnational corporation. Welcome to Labor Radio. My name is John Walsh. I'm your host for this program of, by, and for working people, wherever they are. Our story tonight is the melon workers of Choluteca, Honduras, fighting to form a union and win a better life. This Mother's Day, I was in Choluteca, listening to the workers, many of whom are mothers, and single mothers at that, talk about what they experience at work and what they need for dignity and justice.
Somos de la zona sur por parte de Melón. Bueno, el trabajo aquí en la melonera es duro, más para nosotros las mujeres, porque en nosotros las mujeres se mira más la violencia.
We're from the south, from the melon sector. Work in the melon sector is hard, more so for the women. We see more of the violence.
Caminamos a pie. Lo primero, nosotros salimos a las 4:30 de la mañana al lugar de trabajo. Tenemos que estar a las 6 de la mañana en el trabajo. Caminamos todo el día trabajando, los vamos oscuros y los regresamos para la casa. ¿Por qué nosotros no podemos tener un transporte si somos humanos? Porque todas las cosecheras tienen un transporte que las pasan dejando en la puerta de su casa y nosotros no. Todas tenemos el mismo derecho.
We travel by foot, for starters. We leave at 4:30 in the morning in order to get to work at 6. We're walking all day long on the job. We leave for work in the dark. We walk back home. Why can't we have transportation if we're human beings? All the harvest operations have transportation, drops them off right at their door. But we don't. Everybody should have the same rights.
El dinero que nosotros cobramos no lo va a ajustar para vivir bien. Nosotros medio comemos. No vivimos digno. Si los hijos en que quieran ir a estudiar, ¿cómo van a ir? Nosotros, el dinero que nosotros ganamos aquí en Honduras, no los ajusta para nada.
The money that we get paid, it's not enough to live well. We only half eat. We do not have a dignified life. If your children want to go to school, how can you support that? The money that we get paid here in Honduras, in no way is it just.
Supuestamente la FAI, que es la empresa que nosotros trabajamos para ellos, ellos dicen que nosotros gozamos de una casa bonita porque el trabajo los ha dado, un bonito carro y todo. Si usted conociera las casas de nosotros, es diferente.
Sí.
Es diferente. Bueno, entonces eso es lo que nosotros queremos ahora que los hemos metido al sindicato. Que esto mejore las condiciones de trabajo. Que a nosotros los miren como tienen que verlo. Nosotros necesitamos, porque ellos, ¿cómo se han hecho ricos? De nosotros. Si mientras nosotros no trabajamos, ellos no van a transportar.
Supposedly Fives, that's the company we work for. They say we have nice houses, because the job has gotten us that far, and that maybe we have a little car. Well, you see our houses. It's different. It's really different. Well, that's why now we want to have a union. We want things to get better, the conditions on the job, so they look at us the way they should, because we're in need. We're in need. And they? How did they get rich? From us, because if we don't work, they're not going to ship anything. I got more of the background by talking at length with the Secretary General of the local union. The union is called STAS, S-T-A-S, its initials in Spanish, the Sindicato de Trabajadores de la Agroindustria y Similares.
Bueno, me llamo Moisés Sánchez. Soy el secretario general de la organización del STAS aquí en Choluteca.
My name is Moisés Sánchez. I'm the general secretary of the STAS here in Choluteca.
Esto viene sucediendo a raíz de casi 30 años ya. Hay compañeros que trabajaron 30 años y compañeras que a esta altura tienen 65, 70 años y algunos que ya murieron y se fueron sin nada.
This goes back around 30 years. They're comrades who've been working 30 years. By now they're 65, 70 years old. Some of them have passed away.
La relación a la empresa, al pago de la empresa, esta empresa ha sido violadora de los derechos laborales desde que inició en este país.
And the company, this company has been a violator of labor rights since it began in this country.
No podemos esconder la realidad. Somos personas que si somos perseguidos es por esa cultura de que decimos la verdad. No le estamos inventando nada al mundo, le estamos diciendo lo que sucede en Choluteca.
We cannot hide the reality. We are people who are persecuted for our culture of telling the truth. We're not inventing anything. We're saying what's happening, what's actually happening in Choluteca.
A raíz de las presiones de la organización sindical y del apoyo de los derechos humanos, de la Federación de Festagro y otras federaciones que han estado del lado de nosotros, pues han habido, en los últimos 6 años, han habido unos pequeñísimos cambios.
Because of the pressure, but because of the union and because of the support of the Federation of Festagro and of human rights groups and other federations that have helped us. In the past 6 years, there have been some little changes.
Pequeñísimos cambios, como que pusieron un cajón de una letrina allá. Como que pusieron un médico de un médico fantasma allá en la oficina para cubrirle.
Some very little changes. For example, now there's an outhouse out there. They provided a doctor, a ghost doctor in the office to cure you.
Al mundo le dicen que ellos pagan todo, que tienen el médico allí del Seguro Social, y claro que no es cierto. La realidad es que ellos tienen el médico, pero que no cumple la función como médico.
What they tell the world is that everything's paid for. There's a doctor, you've got your coverage, but that's not true. The reality is that, well, there is a doctor, but the doctor doesn't fulfill the functions of a doctor.
Que cuando un trabajador llega de esta empresa, llega al médico, lo que hacen es remitirlo al hospital del Estado, mm-hmm. y que el Estado asuma las consecuencias. Mm-hmm. Ellos no las asumen, ellos ya hacen un lado.
What happens is when a worker at one of those companies goes to the doctor, the doctor sends the worker to the public hospital, and the public hospital has to take responsibility. The company doesn't. They're off to the side.
La empresa en sí contrata algunos 4,000 a 4,500 personas. Mm-hmm. El 80% de estas madres o mujeres. Mm-hmm. La mayor cantidad de personas son mujeres, y las más maltratadas son mujeres.
The company itself contracts 4,000 or 4,500 workers. And 80% of those are mothers or women. The majority are women, and the ones who get treated the worst are the women.
Jamás en la vida un 13º mes, jamás en la vida un bono educativo, jamás en la vida 14º mes, jamás en la vida una vacación pagada para las mujeres embarazadas.
Never in their lives do they get an annual bonus. Never in their lives do they receive any payment toward education. Never in their lives is there vacation, is there leave for a pregnant woman.
Que eso es lo que nosotros ahora miramos como violación, y que gracias a que la federación y el Estado se metieron en Choluteca, nosotros hemos podido ahora darnos cuenta de qué estábamos regalándole a la empresa.
That's what we now see as a violation. And thanks to the fact that the Federation and the STAS are now here in Choluteca, we become aware of just what we're giving away to the company.
Que eran nuestras fuerzas, que acá a cambio del trabajo, porque el capital del pobre es la fuerza humana.
We've given them our labor in exchange for a job, because the poor person's capital is human labor.
Salario mínimo por ahora está en 214. Mm-hmm. Está en 214 lempiras.
The minimum wage now is 214 lempiras a day. Approximately 23 lempiras equals $1.
Es lo que aprobó el gobierno.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lastimosamente este gobierno solo mira los intereses propios.
Mm-hmm. It has to be approved by the government. Unfortunately, the government only takes into account its own interests.
Cumple con los 214. Con los 214 lempiras, pero da pena mencionar esto.
The companies do comply. They do comply with the 214 lempiras, but it's painful to mention this.
El salario mínimo del trabajador y trabajadora de la zona sur de la agroindustria está en 6,848 lempiras. Ese es el salario mínimo aprobado en este país.
¿Para cuánto tiempo?
Por un mes entero de trabajo.
The monthly minimum wage in agriculture, in the agricultural sector, is 6,848 lempiras. That is the minimum that was approved for the country.
Pero ¿Qué pasa? Dividí 6,848 lempiras.
But what happens? What happens with that 6,848 lempiras?
Entre 24 días. Te va a salir 214 centavos por ahí, por día.
Looking at 24 days, and you're getting 214 lempiras a day.
Pero ¿qué hace Suragro? ¿Qué hace Melones? ¿Por qué hace Soleado? Te voy a explicar. Solo le da ese salario a personas de confianza. ¿Me entiendes?
Sí, sí. ¿Y lo demás no?
But what do the growers do? They only pay that wage to their favorites.
A la gente, como mujeres, como madres solteras, como mujeres en general, y alguna parte, algún 5% de los varones, lo que hace es que le da 4 días en la semana, que vas a sacar 800 lempiras, 850 y algo de lempiras, 854 por semana. Sumarle 2 semanas que te van a pagar una quincena, vas a sacar 1,700 lempiras.
But to the people, to the women, to the mothers, to the women in general, and to a part, maybe 5% of the men, those folks are only getting 4 days a week of work. So they're making 850 something lempira. So for 2 weeks not getting paid for the full week, they're getting 1,600 lempira.
Sumale 2 quincenas en el mes, vas a sacar 3,400 lempiras, y el salario está en 6,648 lempiras.
So for the whole month, maybe they're getting 3,400 lempiras. And meanwhile, the minimum wage is supposedly 6,000 some lempiras.
¿Cómo la mira? El 50% del salario mínimo te lo roba la empresa.
Mm-hmm.
Es la realidad que está viviendo esta gente.
In other words, half of the minimum wage they're robbing from you. They're stealing from you. That's the reality our people are experiencing. This is KBOO Portland. If you would like to hear the full-length original version of these interviews, that is, if you understand Spanish, you can go to www.kboo.fm and go to the link for this episode of the Labor Radio program, and you'll find that audio posted there. I asked a number of the workers what they would say to a consumer in the U.S. thinking about buying these melons.
Entonces, si alguien en los Estados Unidos está escuchando que va a comprar melones.
Bueno, nosotros por mi parte, y creo que todo el grupo de mujeres, todo el trabajador, no quisiéramos que ellos le compraran bien caro ese melón, porque ese melón ellos no lo pagan aquí el trabajador.
Ajá.
No lo pagan.
Mm-hmm. For my part, and I think for all the women and for all the workers, we don't want them to buy those. Those are very expensive melons because here they aren't paying the workers. They're not paying us.
Y si alguien está escuchando en Estados Unidos y va comprando melón, ¿qué quiere decir esa persona? Alguien consumidor que quiere melón y ve en supermercados que hay melón de Honduras acá.
Que no lo compre. Que no lo compre, que cumpla él con su deber, uh-huh. con sus derechos. Porque nosotros es lo que nosotros queremos, que él lo cumple y que no se lo
compre. Do not buy them. Until they do their duty, exercise the right not to buy them. That's what we want. That as long as they have not done their duty, don't buy from them.
Así se puede hacer presión para que nosotros miremos cambio.
Ajá.
Sí,
ajá.
Que él no se lo compre porque ese melón, bueno, él no quiere cumplir con nosotros.
That's how they can apply pressure so that we here see a change. Until things change, don't buy those melons.
Hasta que cambie, que le compren ese melón. Mientras que él no cumpla con los derechos, que no se lo compre.
Ajá.
Sí.
Until they fulfill our rights, they won't buy those melons.
Que respeten nuestras leyes y que los respeten a nosotros también.
Ajá.
Sí. Sí. Porque nosotros necesitamos un respeto, así como nosotros los respetamos a ellos, nosotros los necesitamos.
That they respect our laws, and they respect us, too. Because we need respect, too. The way we respect them, we need them to respect us.
Si alguien en Estados Unidos está escuchando, y esa persona va a comprar melón, ¿qué quiere decir esa persona comprando?
Bueno, yo quiero decirle que se come la mejor fruta de la zona sur. Y que no sabe qué sacrificio uno de pobre hace para que él se coma la mejor fruta.
I would tell them that they're eating the best fruit from here in the south, but they don't know what sacrifices poor people have made for them to be able to eat the best fruit.
Y quiero decirles también de que por favor nos apoyen con esto del sindicato para que la empresa nos pague los derechos y que paguen los salarios mínimos como deben de ser.
And I would also ask them that they please support us with our union so the company will pay us as they're supposed to and would pay the minimum wage at least the way they're supposed to.
Pues si alguien está escuchando que está en Estados Unidos y quiere comprar melón, ¿qué quiere decir esa persona comprando allá?
Pues que está comprando melón con el sacrificio del día uno porque uno hace unos trabajos aquí de que lo tratan como perro.
Ajá.
Con sangre de uno que no lo valoran, pues.
Uh-huh.
Como persona, como trabajador, como debe ser.
They're buying melons along with our suffering. Because the way they treat us here, they treat us like dogs. It's with our blood, with a failure to value us. Not as people, not as workers, not the way it should be.
Tienen que, a ver, que los ayuden ahí, que los apoyen.
Uh-huh.
Porque uno solo aquí es nada también.
Uh-huh. We'd like them to help us here, to support us. Because one person alone here, that's nothing. In the course of their organizing, the workers have faced intimidation, threats, and assaults.
Como yo soy parte de la directiva.
Uh-huh. I'm part of the leadership.
Mire, los trajeron de un lote. Hablar aquí a la... Los encerraron aquí en Santa Rosa y en el plantel, al comedor de empacadores.
Look, they took us to a lot in Santa Rosa and they shut us in the meal room, the break room of the packing plant.
Y el abogado de Arnón los decía a nosotros que los retiráramos de eso, que los iban a dar algo y que los iban a llevar hasta Tegucigalpa desde mes a mes. Que los retiráramos porque Arnón no quería una directiva aquí en Santa Rosa, aquí en la empresa de Elba, no quería un sindicato.
And the lawyer said we should leave the union, or else we'd get caught in something. We'd be taken to Tegucigalpa. That they didn't want any leadership there. They did not want a union.
Siempre fue amenazado mi compañero Nelson con una nota ahí en el buzón desde la entrada a la oficina.
In September, our comrade Nelson was threatened. A note was left in the mailbox at the office.
por el mes de octubre. El mes de octubre, la compañera Patricia, ella fue amenazada por políticos, hasta por periodistas, por canales televisivos, diciéndole que ella era la culpable de eso.
In October, our comrade Patricia was threatened by politicians, by journalists, including on television channels. They were accusing her.
Pero las amenazas que llegaron a donde ellas todavía no fueron tan complicadas como la que resulta ahora el 13 de abril con nosotros.
But the threats got really serious with what happened to us on April 13th.
Encapuchados, me encañonaron a mí, me pusieron una pistola de alto voltaje en la cara, enfrente de la boca, y un arma casera en la espalda, pero chimba también, arma de juego.
Men with their faces covered surrounded me. One put a big pistol in front of me, in my face, in front of my mouth, and another had a weapon behind me, homemade, but also a firearm.
Este que tenía arma de juego casera, tenía un machete también, una mano.
The one behind me had a machete also, in his other hand.
Mi hermano iba a unos 15 metros de mí. Cuando de repente él se paró a unos 8 metros, miró que me habían salido.
My brother had been about 15 meters away, and then he stopped within about 8 meters.
Entonces él se paró. Entonces se fue aquel para como que te va a encontrar, y sin decirle una palabra le soltó el filazo. Entonces mi hermano se lo esquivó un poco, pero igual siempre lo agarró, siempre lo pegó.
And he approached, but without saying a single word, the guy swung the machete at him. And my brother tried to dodge, but still he got hit. He was cut by the machete.
Mi hermano no le queda otra alternativa que se siente que ya está pegado y que va a perder fuerzas, y que entonces lo que hace es huir. Se regresa para el lugar donde nosotros íbamos, para una colonia. Pero yo quedo preso por alrededor de unos 35 minutos ahí.
And because he knew he was wounded and was going to get weak, he had to flee. So he went back. He headed off, went back to the houses, and I was there a prisoner for maybe 35 minutes.
A mí me dijeron que si no dejaba de esto me iban a matar, que por culpa mía había quedado sin trabajar unas 600 personas.
They told me that if I did not stop doing this, they were going to kill me. They said it was my fault that some 600 people were left without work.
Y yo le contesté a los que me estaban interrogando. Yo no ando haciendo nada malo. Lo único que estoy organizándome para que ustedes ganen mejor cuando vengan a trabajar a esta empresa. Algún día ustedes van a ser parte de esta empresa y van a agradecer lo que yo ando haciendo.
And I answered the one who was interrogating me, and I said, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm trying to win better conditions for everyone, and someday you'll be appreciating this also.
Me despojaron de un dinerito que llevaba, 2,350 lempiras.
They took the money I had with me, which was about 2,300 lempiras, about $100.
Me quitaron la bicicleta.
They took my bicycle.
Todavía hasta ese momentito el teléfono no me lo han quitado, que es donde tengo toda la información sindical.
But they still had not found my phone that had all the union information.
Este dijo que me iba a matar, que...
One of them said they were going to kill me.
Que me volví a registrar desde abajo otra vez, desde los pies, me volví a registrar, me tocó, y me encontró el teléfono.
But then they searched my pant legs again, and they found the telephone.
Si no dejas esto, te vas a morir, me dijo.
If it wasn't for that, you would have had to die.
Tenés la opción, me dijo, que te retires.
It's what they told me, if it hadn't been for finding the phone.
Ese momento que me está diciendo esas últimas palabras es que mi hermano ya ha llegado a las casas allá y ha pedido auxilio, ya lo han auxiliado, han llamado a mi familia, a mi papá allá al otro lado. Ya viene la gente, que eso sí te digo de decir que me llena de orgullo.
In that moment, just as he'd got done saying that, my brother had gotten back home. He'd gone for help. He'd called my father on the other side, and the people showed up. And I have to tell you, that filled me with pride.
Más de 100 personas.
More than 100 people.
Y tenían algunos alrededor de unos 5 a 6 minutos de haber seguido los que nos me tenían ahí en la calle.
And in 5 or 6 minutes, they got to where we were there in the road.
Y lo siguieron y lastimosamente no lo pudieron alcanzar. Por ahora, gracias a Dios que nosotros estamos vivos.
And they came to the rescue. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capture the guys. But for now, thank God, we're still alive. Earlier in this show, you heard the workers name Fife's as the company that is their boss, that runs the melon growing, packing, and distribution operation. Reportedly, most of the melons, the vast majority of the melons, are sold in the eastern United States under the brand names Fife's or Soul. Fife's has been a member of the London-based Ethical Trading Initiative, an organization of companies, unions, and non-governmental organizations. In May of this year, however, the Ethical Trading Initiative Board met and passed the following, quote, a recommendation to the ETI board as a whole that Fife's membership of the ETI is suspended and that Fife's is required to work with the International Union of Food Workers, IUF, to reach a mutually agreeable framework for engagement. Failure to do this within an agreed time frame of 90 days would result in expulsion from ETI membership. Fife's itself has a boss, having been acquired early this year by Sumitomo Corporation, a conglomerate based in Japan, but that has offices in the United States. It so happens their food branch, the part that would include Fife's and the Honduran melon operations, that the food branch has an office in Lake Oswego, Oregon, close to this station. Over a week ago, I called and asked for comment. The Lake Oswego office in turn directed me to the New York headquarters of Sumitomo US. The person with whom I spoke there promised a comment. None has been received. So if you'd like to get the company's side of the story, I guess you'll have to ask them yourselves. Depending where you are, maybe you can ask Sumitomo directly. But otherwise, perhaps you can ask the retailers who actually market these melons direct to consumers. This might be a time when Sumitomo and Fife's are more willing to listen to the retailers, because this, reportedly, is the season when negotiations take place over the marketing of next year's harvest. So between now and August, two things are going on that might help lead to a resolution for the better of the situation we're reporting on here tonight. One is the pressure from the Ethical Trading Initiative for the parties to come together and work toward an agreement. The other is the fact that the negotiations for the contract for next year's harvest take place, which means Sumitomo and Fife's have much more reason to pay close attention to the message their retailers carry to them from the end consumers, you. Thank you for listening to Labor Radio. Thank you, as always, for your solidarity. Thank you for your support of community radio, here and everywhere. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline up next. Good night.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Engineering Committee will meet on the first Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Dearly beloved,
yes.
come ride and dance with Diablo all around Portland as we celebrate Prince's birthday on Wednesday, June 7th at 8 p.m. with a mobile bicycle dance party. We'll be rocking Petapalooza, dropping the Prince jams all night long, frequent dance stops. Once again, that's Prince's birthday celebration on Wednesday, June 7th, 8 p.m. More information on the KBOO website under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
You are listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. I'm Amy Johnson. Tonight I'm speaking with Christopher Zoukas, who is currently incarcerated at a federal prison in Virginia. He has been incarcerated for over a decade. While he's been in prison, Chris has become a minister, a personal trainer, an author of 4 books, a jailhouse lawyer, and a college graduate. He contributes regularly to multiple websites and news outlets. I was able to speak with Chris on April 8th by phone. Our interview focuses on the book he published this January, The Federal Prison Handbook. This book is a resource for people who are facing federal prison terms and their families. Could you start by telling me about your new book, The Federal Prison Handbook? What is it about?
So, when I came to the Bureau of Prisons, when I was first charged with a crime,